Hello friends, I'm back with a night soother that hopefully you can hear some rain pouring and making a delightful pink noise in the background. Water and rain is one of the most relaxing things that you can be around. The ocean, a lake, a waterfall, even a bath or a shower, or just listening to the rain. Cleansing, peaceful, and relaxing. And hopefully now you've made your nighttime bedtime a lovely ritual, and you've gone to bed with or after a warm drink, chocolate, milk, anything that you find delightful. With your pillows, soft bears, soft toys, all maybe reminiscent of a magical childhood, or if not, a wonderful adulthood. Plush blankets and cushions all around. Maybe read, or you have read a good book. Lights out, snuggle in, knowing that nothing could be better, safer, warmer, or more snug. Take a deep breath, sigh out all toxicity. At this particular moment, all is right with your world. The night sounds comfort you. Just settle down for a wonderful experience to drift into sleep. Just lying warm and comfortable there, nothing to worry about. Visualize your spine, the column of synchronized power, which has centers that represent or are represented by all different colors. And we will be clearing as we go through energy blocks. So visualize yourself rooted to the earth. And that is our first energy system at the base of your spine. A system of anchors, just like the tree roots grounding you safely to the earth. Just listen to my voice as you lie there sinking into calm. All tension drops away, arms, legs, torso, head and neck free of resistance. Just restful sinking into the bed now. We are going to engage a flow to those energy centers down your spine. So just let go. Observe yourself as light, free, and calm now. Deeper and deeper relaxed. All bodily functions slowing and regulating. All balanced. You can begin to release pent up tension. Anything that is held in each specific energy center as I guide you through them will just release as bubbles or essence or gases. Just release it, let it all go. You don't need to feel, hear, or see. It will just release as we relax and open those centers. The vibration and colors just enable you to lift, let go, and release the density and weight of stress and memories. So just let go now. Maybe we won't use the word too much of stress, tension, anxiety. A nicer word, I think, is overwhelmed. So if during the day any of those emotions or feelings are surrounding you, just remember, I'm just slightly overwhelmed, and let it go. So tonight, as you drift off to sleep, I'm going to tell you a very important but simple story. As you lie comfortable, snug, warm and safe in your bed, or maybe on a sofa, if you prefer a comfy chair. Colours are swirling around your body, swirling around to assist you to drop into a completely relaxed space. From below your feet comes a beautiful ruby red. It travels to the tops of your legs and at the base of your hip and pelvic area. A warm, glowing red. It swirls and soothes any tension or stress. Legs and feet comfortable and heavy now, sinking into the bed. That beautiful, deep, deep red colour surrounding your lower body from the hips to your toes. Deep, deep red that grounds your physical being, your lower area of survival, those lower energy centres on the spinal column. See that beautiful red. And just above, around the navel, this red meets a zestful, bright orange colour. An orange that surrounds your lower abdomen, surrounds and bathes all our reproductive organs, the centre of life that gives and sustains life. Bright, bright orange. The colour of the orange fruit, maybe, the swirl of colour flows around you, over, under, and through you, bursting with radiance. A ball of tangerine, a burst of peachy hues. Notice how relaxing the colours are. You know this relaxation is working very, very well because, just as the description of those brightly coloured fruits, orange, tangerines, the peaches, make your mouth water. And with each swallow of liquid, you relax deeper. Why, you may think? Because a moist mouth signals the body's relaxation response. When you drink, when your mouth waters and that saliva swirls around and goes down the throat, soothing to your gut, it is relaxing you. So no dry mouth, nice and moist. Just a little higher up on the spinal column now, between your lower rib cage, is that powerhouse of intuition. The solar plexus is its proper name, I think. The most glowing of yellows, bright as the sun, a daffodil yellow. A happy yellow, as bright and warm as the sun's rays floating, flowing, lemon yellow, crisp and cleansing. Your gut energy center, that area when you're happy, it flutters. When you're sad, it sinks. Always ready to digest your food. It wants to digest and rest and be relaxed. Our natural space that now we can be in at all times. We do not need to be in fight or flight. Did you know that when we're alarmed or snap into fight or flight, when our body realizes that there is no
saber-toothed tiger there ready to eat us and knows that it's going to stay alive. It's not dying. It takes 5 minutes to rebalance. There are no saber-toothed tigers anymore. So that fight or flight or alarm can be turned down and just used in emergencies, so that bright yellow gut can not be knotted and tied up. It's just relaxed. And just above your heart rests a little higher above the gut. It's nestled in the center of your chest, that amazing organ of love and feelings. Its color association to energy is green, nature's color. Green grass, green trees, green leaves, green. The color on the visible spectrum between yellow and blue. And so it is the connection between your heart and your gut, which is the yellow, the orange, and the red. Those three energy centers are physical, concerned with eating, drinking, sleeping, surviving. And as you visualize, as we're at the red, the color band around your body, just blending and smoothing and rolling, coming up maybe like the waves on the ocean to join that beautiful orange up to that incredible yellow, and going over a bridge. The heart is the bridge between the top and the bottom of your abdomen, which is the lower part, the physical, the heart, going up towards the top of the spine where things are not so physical. All stress and tension, you may have noticed, we hold in our torso. So the area above the heart, as we go to the throat, the top of the head, is higher than the physical. So above that beautiful green heart area, full of loving kindness and compassion and love, visualize the area around your throat, which is surrounded by blue rays of light that give clear voice, calm speech, and clarity. Bathe that area with that beautiful blue. Blue like a Mediterranean ocean, just bathing and soothing your voice, giving you clear speech, permission to speak your truth. Permission to speak your truth to yourself and others. So visualize that beautiful blue of truth and clear speech that just blends down to the green of your heart, the center of loving energy. So when you're giving clear speech, it will be tuned, finely tuned with love and compassion. The green rolls down to the yellow rolls into the orange rolls into the red, and they just swirl and pulsate and come slowly back through the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, to the blue. And now those waves of color blending coming up to the top of the spine and just between your eyebrows. This center is sometimes known as your third eye, which is a deep, deep purple. Visualize that purple, violet, or lilac bathing your eye sockets, relaxing and calming and aiding tear production that cleanses and renews. Tears, again, water, maybe liquid sunshine. Don't be afraid of tears. Let tears of joy, tears of happiness, tears of sadness flow freely. tears are healing. And as someone has said before me, much wiser than I, and this is not exactly as they said, but let the tears flow, because unshed tears will result in organs crying. So just let those tears flow, let them cleanse the eye sockets, visualize that purple swirling around the head, around your face, alleviating headaches or pressure around your head. Just that beautiful, beautiful, deep purple. And now let's just move to the top of the head, where a beautiful bright white light blends you to the energy of the universe. All calm, peaceful, relaxed and sleeping now. The purpose of this tale is to assure you that you matter. What a conception. So simple. So important. Has anyone told you lately that you do matter? Come with me now, calmly relaxed and open to all suggestion with regard to your matter, your body matter, your mind matter. It all matters. We are but blobs of matter. Just lots of tiny little shards of energy combined to make a mass. You. A mass that takes up space and volume. We. You take up space, so you matter. Even if you are as mad as a hatter, you matter. The matter or the story is significant. It's your story. And from this point, visualize confidence. Everything around you is significant and important, strong, powerful, moving matter. And let's get to the heart of the matter, yours. Beating, strong, guiding, propelling you through the days and nights. By day, full of vitality, warmth, smiles, enjoyment, from the moment your feet hit the floor. Imagine your day matters, from that first cup of liquid sustenance that flows down your throat, the food that fuels your day, this day, just being your life. Seeing nature, the power, the beauty of the sun, snow or wind, they all matter to life. How it grows, how it's fed and flows. The waves, the ripples of life, currents, temperature, plants, air, earth, clouds, the sun and the moon, all just particles of matter that matter so much. There is a state of matter, vibrant matter, erotic matter, harmonious matter, all part of you. What does it matter? Why does it matter? The matter being is it does matter. Every word, every breath, every meal, every nap, every smile, all yours to keep, yours to change, yours to give, yours to cast off. And if it is the residue of hurt, it is yours to disperse. Let it go, let it flow. All that matters at this moment of time is the warmth of the blankets, soft sheets, comforters, duvets, pillows, or nighttime noises outside your window just don't disturb you. Maybe an owl. Hoot, hoot. Maybe a dog barking in the distance. Nothing registers. All is quiet, calm, peaceful. Sleep well now. All these suggestions deep in your subconscious, ready to be the new habit of your life. Remain asleep until your normal waking hour, refreshed and ready to start your new day. And when you wake in the morning, you will feel better than you have felt for a very, very long time. Never assume you are not loved or cared for because you are. We will not let childhood, anything that happened in childhood, adulthood, or youth, spoil our life any further. Flowers, trees, and animals know not of ugliness or beauty, they just simply are. Move and think freely, unencumbered with thoughts that confine you. Just let them go, let them flow. Your heart is a limitless vibrational source of energy, a rhythm. Remember that any overwhelm or panic just makes you lose your rhythm, so maintain the rhythm. Go calm and focused into the day. And just slip peacefully into a deep, deep sleep now. And when you wake in the morning, from the minute your feet hit the ground, enjoy life. Enjoy being. That is all that matters. You have two choices. Does it matter? Or it doesn't matter. Simplicity, rhythm, and balance. Good night, my friends.